This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation, the home of the Providence line, Salute the Militia line. It just goes on and on. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We are graced with the presence once again of the weaponized woman, that being Keita Bussey.
How's it going?
How's it going in Wisconsin?
It's good. Beautiful weather.
Are people actually just staying inside?
No, there are a lot of people out walking their dogs, going for runs. Actually, Pixie and I went for a run today.
Did you stay at least 6 feet apart as you ran?
No. We live in the same house.
See, I wonder how that actually works out, because how do they know? Like, with you two living in the same house, whoever, if one has it, both of you have it. And if one doesn't have it, neither of you have it. But neither of you are sick.
Well, I believe we both already had it. We just weren't tested for it.
Right. I'm trying to find out a way to get tested for it. I think, well, you know, I'm not going to keep going over that same ground. I just want to go get tested for it so they can have some of my blood for a price. So, I know you had a couple things you wanted to touch on today. Let's kick that off, shall we?
Yeah, tell me what you know about the OODA loop.
I know about the OODA loop. Yes, I have talked about it a few times, but you can never talk about the OODA loop too much. I used to, as a matter of fact, I used to call it the OODA loop because, you know, I wasn't doing my long O with the double O sound.
There's an example of the OODA loop where, let's say you're in a store at the checkout, and somebody walks in with a gun. It's not within what you're expecting to happen, and you have this moment of, what do I do? And during that moment, that's when he takes out of the store. But he also has his own OODA loop of his own perceptions of reality, and within his OODA loop, he has a gun, and he's expecting everyone to run away and hide. So to disrupt his OODA loop during that moment where you disrupt his OODA loop, you can do that by actually running at him and incapacitating him. And he's not expecting someone to run at him. He's expecting people to run away from him or hide. So that disrupts his OODA loop, and he has this moment of, what do I do? But in order for you to react during that, you have to react immediately in order to cause that disruption. So that means you have to have thought about it before and know exactly what you're going to do in any given situation, right? So you have to have a plan. You have to have thought through. And Corinne Mosher was on your show. We talked about this. I asked her if she does any visualizing. Does she dry fires in the morning a little bit as she's putting her concealed carry weapon on her body? She does a little bit of dry fire, just get comfortable, and does some visualization to get in the right mindset. And basically, she's activating her OODA loop. So she's prepared to react however she needs to react to disrupt someone else's OODA loop and have that time to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I've been working on my second book, And in doing so, I'm looking at the OODA loop and its application to competition shooting. And one of the parallels I've drawn is if you see a newer shooter have a malfunction during a stage, they just kind of sit there and stare at it like, why isn't it going? Make it go. What do I do? And then eventually maybe they go through tap, rack, bang, or whatever it may be. But let's say, for example, you have a stovepipe. A more advanced shooter isn't going to tap, rack, bang a stovepipe. They're going to see that there's a stovepipe, sweep it away with their hand, and continue shooting because they've already programmed that that's going to be their reaction if that were to happen. Not that they're thinking about any negative thing that could possibly go wrong in a stage before they shoot the stage, because that would not be productive. But it's something that you practice. So when you practice, you have to bring to your practice any challenges that might arise that are unexpected. Even though you know you might have a malfunction, it's still unexpected when it happens. Or other things like overrunning a position. There are a lot of different things that we have to know what we're going to do if it were to happen, but it's not something we anticipate happening. And when we visualize shooting the stage, we visualize it going perfectly. But at the same time, the more experienced you are, when you take a look at a stage, you see certain pitfalls like, oh, this is a 180 trap, or this is going to be a position that would be very easy to overrun and miss your spot. Things that can very easily go wrong, especially if you see other people shoot it before you and falling into those traps. So then it puts it in your head that this is what I'm going to do if this happens, thinking of it in a positive way.
So would that actually be considered OODA loop, though, since it's in competition?
Well, you still have to react and decide and, you know, all of the OODA things.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking, I actually think that's probably a good idea to think in those terms and everything. And but I'm not a competitor, so I have a hard time looking at one. I've always thought that, like in three gun, they in order to get the in order to mimic the stressors and the adrenaline dump and everything else that happens in real life, that's the reason you're running from stage to stage to get the heart rate up and the respirations up and everything else. Is that not so?
It's just part of the fun. You know, that adrenaline rush is why people get so addicted to competition shooting. I don't think it's necessarily trying to replicate that. I think it just is what makes it a fun competition. If there was no time standard, then what would you be competing for?
Right. Right.
I don't think it's necessarily a real-life situation. That being said, there are obviously some benefits in a real-life situation if you are a competition shooter. You're typically going to have a faster reaction time. You're going to be more accurate, able to pull the trigger faster, all of those things. Your fundamentals are going to be good. You're better at scanning your environment and pinpointing a target.
We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to ask you a question about applying the trying to take that application, since you're applying the OODA loop to it. I would imagine that a competitive shooter who gets more practice at actually considering how that unfolds in front of them, they'd be probably a very dangerous individual. But I have a couple of questions about, you know, hardware and stuff like that as we get back.
All right.
Now, Keita has written a book. The first book is out there. The first book is called what?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, and it's available on Amazon by Keita Bussey.
If Bruce Lee had written a book about shooting, it would probably be this book, because the way the approach, the kinesiological approach and everything that she uses in the setup. And, of course, she just got her – what's your website now?
It's 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD. download at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Now, let me ask you, you were talking about the OODA loop and the applications that competitors use it, or the way they use it.
Correct.
Is there a difference?
I was trying to draw a parallel.
Right. Well, I can see the parallel, but I only have one question regarding the parallel. Now, is a competitive shooter, now you shoot a relatively stock gun, don't you?
Yes.
Do you care? Is the gun that you shoot in competition the same gun you carry?
Occasionally, but rarely.
Okay. What about these competitors that are out there that have these guns that, I mean, they are, you know, they're like a, you know, Buck Rogers pistol and everything. Can that skill set, with all of the other things they're trying to, the OODA loop and the way their approach and everything else, and does it actually translate hardware wise into the real world when they're just carrying a weapon as a concealed carry weapon?
Well, my answer for that is going to be it depends. It's going to depend on their skill level. If they have good fundamentals, then that's going to carry over. And if they're shooting open division, they have to be able to see so much faster and orient themselves so much more quickly, because in open division, you're running with the wolves. Everyone's got the fastest equipment. You've got to be fast. And that expectation is there. So you really have to be able to push the speed in that division. And I think that does carry over when you go back to a stock gun. You just are more aware.
Well, like Marco.
Yeah.
Who, now,
exactly.
Now Marco is a competitive shooter.
Yeah.
But he also, I suppose, he carries concealed as well.
Yeah.
So does he carry the same thing, same type of weapon concealed that he competes with?
No.
No.
He carries, I think he likes the Glock 48. I think that's what he's carrying. I know he has a few different things he carries. But his fundamentals are excellent, so that carries over to any gun. So he can shoot a stock pistol much faster than most people, and it's because he shoots open division and CCC, so he's used to shooting fast and has gotten used to being forced to see things faster. So basically, if you're shooting open or PCC, you start pushing yourself to shoot faster than what you think you can do. And as you do this in practice, you start to become more and more aware of just how much you're actually seeing. It's sort of like when the first time you shoot a target 5 yards in front of your face, shooting, let's say, an 18 split, you realize that you only need to see the outline of the gun in front of the target. You're index shooting, point shooting.
Right.
If you're looking at your spot on the target, you're going to hit it at that distance. It's sort of like the first time you realize that, and then you realize that your sight picture is just seeing the outline of the gun in front of the target. You don't have to see your sights. All you have to do is look at your spot on the target. And that's what your sight picture is. And you become more and more aware of just how much you're seeing, how much feedback you're getting from your vision and what you're feeling in your hands, where your finger is placed on the trigger, at what point it's going to go off, how much take-up there is, all of those different things. You start becoming more and more aware because you're forced to. You have to push until the wheels fall off and then dial it back for competition. But even so, dialed back, it's still going to force you to go faster.
Right. So I guess the thing here is that if somebody is a competitive shooter with good basic fundamentals that figures out how to apply the OODA loop in competition, in self-defense is going to be a very formidable opponent. Is that the way that
works? I
would
agree with that. They can react very quickly.
Yeah. I've never heard of a competitive shooter getting in a gunfight.
I have.
How did that come out?
This was several years ago. I don't even remember the name of the guy, but he was in a gas station that was held up, and he actually shot the guy, and he said in his head he heard, "Are you ready? Stand by," and then the timer beeped, and then he shot the guy. He said time seemed to slow down. It felt like he had all the time in the world to shoot this guy before that guy had any time to react at all.
In that video that Costa makes, where the guy takes his timer, he automatically slips into that mode. Hands are coming up and everything. He's waiting for the beep.
Yep. It's automatic. You don't even have to think about it. It just happens.
I'm going to have to figure. Well, I don't know that I would. I don't know that I want to spend the time to get. I would never compete without intending to be competitive.
Right.
I'm not one of those that wants to show up and just get a trophy for showing up. You know, I'd want to be competitive in it. But I guess I could sort of train that way. But I mean, and I probably got enough of the stuff to do it. But I never had thought of the OODA loop in the competitive frame, except now the way you describe it, I can see how that could work out. Is that a good way to train as far as trying to build OODA loop capability? Because that's really, that's all in your head, right?
So with the OODA loop, you want to be prepared for any situation that could arise and know exactly what you're going to do if a particular common situation presents itself so that you can react immediately, and it eliminates that what do I do moment where stuff can go down. It's kind of the same thing in competition shooting. You program your stage and then you just execute it without thinking about it. You're telling yourself beforehand how you're going to react if a certain thing happens. So let's say you're not exactly sure how a moving target is going to move. You didn't get a chance to see it. Then you might have a contingency plan in your head or something like that where you're thinking, if it's there after I engage this target, then I'll engage the mover. If it's not there, then I'll engage this other target as well before going back to the mover, whatever it may be. So
right.
You're orienting yourself on the fly.
Fascinating. I've never thought of that in that way. We're headed into the next break. When we get back, more with the weaponized woman, with Keita Bussey. Give the website out one more time, please.
180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the World Health Organization is firing back at President Trump after the president criticized the agency, telling the president and other world leaders not to politicize the coronavirus crisis if you don't want many more body bags. The United States is a top donor to the Geneva-based body, which the president says has issued bad advice during the new coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for the WHO.
I'm not going to fund the WHO any longer as long as the current director is in place. He must resign. I'm going to be Dr. No when it comes to funding the WHO.
The path is clear to the Democratic presidential nomination for Vice President Joe Biden as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders drops out of the race today. Sanders' name will remain on primary ballots, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK. Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bassi, the weaponized woman who's currently in lockdown in Wisconsin. For this, when this happens, what do you do in the house to try to keep yourself as sharp as you can? Or do you do anything?
Well, I am working on my second book today. Pixie and I went for a run and did work out in the house, and then we built a bed. She decided she wanted a big girl bed.
Okay.
So we built a queen bed together, and she learned how to use power tools.
So you just happen to have a queen bed laying around in pieces?
I ordered a kit online, but it's for a platform bed. So the mattress would have fallen between the slats, so we had to cut our own slats and add them in there.
That's pretty handy.
But it was all in little tiny pieces of wood where we actually had to drill and screw, and we didn't have to cut anything. Everything was cut and painted. We just had to screw it all together, build it.
That's the worst part. I'd rather have to cut.
Well, I did the cutting on the slats.
Gotcha.
So that was fun.
So you don't sit there for hours on end training with a belt and a gun and a holster and doing your pulling it out of the holster and drop magazine drops and everything. You don't do that for hours on end.
Not for hours on end. I usually break it up into multiple times a day of like 30-minute segments. If you get to a point where you're not feeling engaged in the training and you go on autopilot, it's not going to do anything for you.
Right.
If you can stay engaged for a full 2 hours, then by all means. But for most people, if you're gripping the gun as hard as you need to grip it, if it was actually going to go off, your tendons are going to be pretty sore by the time you get to 2 hours. So for me, I like to break it up to stay more engaged and so that I don't wreck my forearms and my hands.
What is it? What's a good gun belt? Is the belt that you use, is that a belt you could use in the real world when you're competing?
Yeah, you could. Well, I like, for concealed carry, I do like the Mean Gene leather belt for everyday carry.
Right.
But I've also used my Velcro belt, which is kind of nice as a female because you have the Velcro inner belt and the Velcro outer belt. And actually, Mean Gene does make a Velcro inner and outer belt as well.
He does. He does, in fact.
The one I use is Double Alpha. CR Speed also makes one that's very similar. But, yeah, you can use it with pretty much anything. And I have, but I like the leather.
Yeah, Gene's belts are very, very nice. But, I mean...
He made me a special belt buckle. It's awesome. It says 180 firearms training on it with a picture of me running with a gun.
Isn't that
my logo
precious.
On the belt buckle.
You wanted to talk a little bit about multiple sclerosis and training people with that.
Yeah, I've discovered something interesting. So I have a few students who've been diagnosed with MS, and two of these students were newly diagnosed while they were my students. This was 8 years ago, and they had a very poor prognosis and were told they would be in a wheelchair within 5 years or less, 2 to 5 years. Well, I worked with both of them and others who have MS as well, and neither one of them are in a wheelchair, and in fact, they haven't declined at all, and they're even more athletic than they were the day they were diagnosed. So when you get MS, you have basically this, it's like having a bank. You have this bank filled with all of these neural pathways that over time diminish more and more and more. And the more you have in your bank to begin with, the longer you can last and stay out of the chair. So one thing that enhances these neural pathways is physical activity that involves decision-making. And that really is what our sport does. It's physical activity with a lot of decision-making, and you have to plan exactly what you're going to do on a stage and then make your body do that thing down to the finest detail. Another interesting thing about it is our sport is measured down to the tenth of a second.
Right.
And we have standards in place. So they can go back to these standards and check on themselves and their physical function and see if there's any decline so they can hold themselves to these benchmarks. They can watch for a decline down to the tenth of a second.
With MS, are they at? I guess my question would be: are they as safe on the firing line, on the competition line, as? Or do they have to have a little more range safety around them?
I have never seen anyone with MS on the shooting range be unsafe.
Right.
That being said, I work with higher level shooters typically.
Well, I mean, how does it manifest itself on the range? Is it something that's always present in their daily life, or is it just something that happens occasionally?
It depends on what point they get to.
Right.
So okay. Usually there are periods of regression, and then they sort of catch back up again, and then another period of regression, they catch back up again. But usually they don't catch up back to where they were before. It drops a little bit each time. Sometimes they catch up to where they were before.
Right.
But then they get to a point where that decline moves them into a wheelchair where they're not able to have control over the muscles. And if they're at that point where they can't lift firearm, then obviously that would be an issue. But the people I'm working with are, you would never know. Watching them running around on the range, you would never know that they have it.
Does the application and the way they have to order this up in their head, does this give them a heads up against somebody who maybe would have multiple sclerosis but not do that as far as their capability? You know, does it help them in that bank you were talking about?
Yeah, so it makes... So you can't.
I tell you what.
In your brain.
I just looked at the time here. So let's answer that when we get on the other side. Tell everybody about your book.
All right. The book is Smart Move: Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. Available on Amazon. The website is 180firearmstraining.com.
Both relatively new, still pristine out there. As a matter of fact, she hasn't had a chance to start working with the website yet because she's been on lockdown the whole time, it seems like. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking, I asked Keita a question and about the neural pathways, and you didn't get a chance to answer that, but this is the weaponized one with Keita Bussey. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so it enhances the neural pathways, which means enhances the axons and the dendrites of the neurons, making the connections better. So that builds up sort of the bank of the mind-body connection, so that if they do have a period where they lose some function, then they're more likely to gain it back. And they have enough extra that even if they lose a little, they're still going to be functional.
Does it seem to slow down the deterioration you were talking about, getting where they end up in a wheelchair or something like that?
From what I've seen and witnessed, it appears to be a strong correlation.
Right.
I can't prove 100% beyond a doubt that this is what's causing it, which is why I contacted the MS Society so I can ask them to help me with some research and we can pick out what it is that seems to be helping and pinpoint it and maybe create a program that can help others with a new diagnosis, because my students should be in wheelchairs, and they're not. And this is the only thing that they have in common.
Now, when you say they should be in wheelchairs, but they're not, how do you know? I mean, is it just based upon?
It was the prognosis they were given when they were diagnosed based on their doctor's evaluations. They were told within 2 to 5 years, minimum of 2, maximum of 5, they would be in a wheelchair.
Right.
But obviously that didn't happen, so they're trying to figure out why and if that can help other people too. So if it's decision-making during, you know, while doing something athletic, something physical, then that can be replicated even outside of shooting. I mean, you could use a program where, let's say, you have lights that light up and you don't know which one is going to light up at which time, and you have to run to whichever one lights up. or start in a push-up position and then tap one that lights up with your hands from the front lean and rest. So there's a, almost like a decision-making process involved. So that's kind of what I'm looking into to see if this has some carryover for those who can't hold a firearm. But definitely interested in getting some more students with a new diagnosis, with a poor prognosis, to see if it will work for them like it's worked for my other students.
Does it work with all of them? Does it work with everybody?
That's what I need more testing to prove.
Yeah. I mean, have you had any, you've had plenty of successes, but have you had any where you're wow?
I have not had any failures. Well, another part of this is the accountability that comes with being a participant in the sport. We have this sense of community, and we like to go out and shoot together, and we sort of hold each other accountable, like, hey, are you going to come out and shoot this match, or hey, you want to go and practice, whatever it may be, so that it keeps bringing you back to keep on doing it. The minute you stop doing it, you start to decline. And that has actually been proven with physical activity for MS.
This would be very interesting if it turned out this was a treatment to mitigate the deterioration, wouldn't it?
Right.
They start
have an excuse to get people out shooting.
We'd have to start calling you Dr. Bussy.
That sounds funny.
Dr. Keita. Well, I use some picture. You look like you could be a doctor. I mean, I've got a picture of you that I use as a thumbnail on the podcast side sometimes of you just having your cup of coffee.
In Australia. I remember that one.
I think today I'm using one of you and your tan folio, just blazing and sending stuff downrange.
Oh, cool.
I try to mix it up. Are you going, have you, now with Pixie, I guess you probably have enough stuff to keep you occupied, but at the same time, it sort of sounds like, because I'm beginning to go stir crazy here, to be honest with you.
I am not used to being in the same place for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a little distracting. It feels weird being home. I mean, it's nice being here with Pixie, but at the same time, I want to be out doing things, going places, seeing things.
I've got 6 guns right here, right now, that I have to review.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 2 of them, actually, I wish you were here to help me out with these, because 2 of them are Nighthawk Lady Hawks.
Ooh, Lady Hawks.
Yeah. One is a 9mm, one is a 45. They're sort of like a commander size single stack 1911 patterned gun. Very nice. One of them, I'll take a picture of one of them because one of them is quite fancy.
Yeah, they make really nice stuff.
Yeah, Nighthawk is they put out a very high quality product, and they called me and asked me if I would be afraid to review the Lady Hawks. And the first thing I thought was, I just got to find some ladies to shoot them. Because my opinion of them is, a gun is a gun is a gun. And the ones that are better, of course, they rise to the top. But, me just holding, and I can tell there's been a little bit of a grip reduction and everything else. But, I mean, you and Corinne and Diana Muller and all of you, you guys, you're not carrying a specially designed for ladies gun. You're not using one.
No. Well, when people think of designing a gun for a lady, they think of a smaller grip. But actually, for me, it's more about being able to reach the controls, not necessarily a smaller grip. I like to have more surface area so that my hands are in contact with more of the gun rather than being in contact with myself. Hand on hand isn't going to help me with recoil control. I want to have contact with the gun. So if I'm overlapping my hands more, that's not going to be very useful.
Right.
I like to have a bigger grip as long as I can reach the controls without flipping the gun too aggressively. I've had some guns where I have to flip it so far to even reach it, it's almost better just to use the opposite hand to hit the magazine release.
Right.
But usually just a little flip in the hand is not a big deal.
What I know Corinne carries a STI Staccato C as her carry gun. What is her duty gun? I guess her secondary weapon. What is she? Is she an STI person?
I'm not sure. I know she's for competition. She's shooting a 40 caliber. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head.
But it's a full size gun.
Yeah.
We got about a minute, so I'm not going to ask you this question because it's not fair. We won't get to fully explore the answer to that. But I will ask you this one more time, if you would be so kind. Would you give out the book?
It's Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport, available at Amazon by Keita Buckley.
And the website?
180firearmstraining.com.
Do you have swag yet?
I do have swag. I have awesome swag.
See, I'm thinking that I'm going to get the swag I'm going to get as soon as it gets back into the supply chain. I'm going to have logoed face masks.
That's awesome.
Maybe some rubber gloves with the big knuckles on them so I can, they can look semi-tactical while at the same time socially distant.
There you go.
I will talk to you soon.
All right, catch you later, Bo.
All right. Coming up next from Beaufort, North Carolina, we get a report from Paloma Capana. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.